Throughout history, women have often been objectified by male artists. Now, one local painter is reimagining the way women appear in 19th century masterpieces. WBUR's Jacob Garcia explains.
The Museum of Fine Arts Contemporary Wing is a hot spot for visitors. On a recent afternoon, school groups and other patrons take in the work of Newton-based artist Ginora Justice.
It's like the holy grail of any artist, you know, to get into a space like this and have all these people looking at your work, because really that's all artists want, it's to be seen.
The exhibit Lay of the Land is Justice's first ever museum show. She paints faceless feminine silhouettes over marbled backgrounds that reimagine art historical masterpieces through a feminist perspective. Like Eugène Delacroix's Woman of Algiers, which Justice says reinforces a male-dominated society.
And I wanted to kind of rescue them, I don't know if that's the word, you know, taking them out of that context and celebrating them for being human beings and also wonderful women who are together in this group.
The original painting depicts three seated women while an enslaved woman leaves the scene. Art historians still question whether Delacroix had permission to paint them. In her version, Justice replaces the enslaved woman with a silhouette of herself. MFA curator Michelle Miller-Fisher says Justice's signature silhouettes are purposeful.
They are abstracted, they're anonymized, and so they become unified with their landscape in a way that connects them very powerfully, both women and nature, in sort of a riposte to these 19th century painters who have often so populated our museums.
She's not wrong. Between 2008 and 2020, just 11% of U.S. museum acquisitions were of work by women artists. Justice defines herself as a woman painter, and she's tired of a patriarchal society.
I'm already like hearing she's talking about the patriarchy. The patriarchy to me is a system that is very unjust and it's flawed and it's brought us lots of problems.
The sentiment drives her creative process. This year, the School of Museum of Fine Arts awarded Justice a traveling fellowship. She journeyed to France to study the work of 19th century male artists. Though Justice's work questions these painters, Fisher notes that it comes from a place of admiration.
It's not as if it was a binary or black and white critique, but she was very interested in thinking about the ways in which she could repair, rethink what it means to have a female painter come to this type of subject matter.
Justice says she feels an obligation to change the view of these women and also empower others through her art. But there's also an element of self-gratification she feels when she creates.
I see myself in these ancient women who posed for these male artists and, you know, good for them for having painted them because now I have access to them. But, you know, like I feel entitled almost to treat their imagery as mine. And I feel good about that.
Justice's paintings are both colorful and critical. Her perspective prompts viewers to question revered male artists. She says her art will outlive her, and she hopes that it leaves a lasting impression of positivity. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jacob Garcia.
Ginora Justice, Lay of the Land, is on display at the MFA through April.